Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Let's go back to the sideline because Becco is with Josh Hodgson.
Yeah, good. Got Josh here right now. Josh, how's your thumb?
Yeah, not too sure yet, mate. He got a bit of a whack early in the game and just got worse as the game went on. I had no power to just to grab anything, so I'll have to have an x-ray hopefully tonight and see how we go.
Let's put the headphones on. We were looking at the thumb a moment ago, and it wasn't iced up or anything, so we were hoping it wasn't as bad as how it looks.
I just didn't keep it. I didn't ice it up just so it didn't seize up even more, just in case there was a, you know, a knock to lever or anything like that, and I had to go back on and just play through it. But, you know, as I said, I don't have a clue. It don't feel great at the moment, but we'll have to see what the x-ray says.
Up to you, fellas.
Yeah, Josh, tough couple of weeks. You know, you got three of your best strike players on the sideline, and hopefully you won't be, but the club at the moment, you know, it's kind of all about consolidation, but that's not easy to do when you haven't got your best players available. What's the coach had to say?
Oh, look, this week we really spoke about turning up through the middle, and we knew Jason Taumalolo would be a big impact for them through the middle, and their big boys have, you know, they've copped it a fair bit and they've really come out swinging the past couple of games. So, you know, we knew what to expect. I just thought we didn't quite aim up through the middle. Quite often we finished in the spots that we wanted to, and the match just backed down our own end. So, you know, we'll have to have a bit more of a look during the week, but, you know, just that intensity wasn't quite there. What was there last week, and you know, just a few errors crept into the game and a bit of frustration, I thought, down on their trial line when things wasn't going quite right.
Well, what did you make of the opposition?
I thought it was really strong, mate. The middles carried it really strong, got them on the front foot, and, you know, they made it really tough to get some kick pressure on Michael Morgan, and he was putting it in the right spots for him to defend. So, they frustrated us, you know, at times tonight, and, you know, we need to be better than that. We've had couple of close losses and you know, another one tonight, but we're a better team than how we've played tonight. But you don't get anything for effort. We need to start getting some wins on the board, because you soon move away from the pack if you don't start picking up some points.
Mate, I know it's a disappointing loss for you today, but I thought Nick Kotrick played some pretty good football, so hopefully he gets an opportunity to play a bit of Origin football. He won't let him down.
Nah, he never let anybody down, mate. He's just a natural player. He's one of them kids, you don't need to tell him too much. Just let him go out there and do his thing. And, you know, we've got a few people out at the moment, and we've got a tough game against the Dogs next week. So, you know, it's always a tough place to go. And if we lose a few boys to Origin too, it's going to be, you know, all hands on deck. So, you know, we need to fix it up real quick.
Well, mate, very, very best of luck with that x-ray. And hopefully you have a hand that you can put on the deck with the others in the weeks to come.
Cheers, boys. Thank you.
Good stuff, mate.
There he is, Josh Hodgson. And